And you think about how disease has inspired music. I mean, why are we listening to a piece inspired by somebody who has tuberculosis? Same thing with Puccini. Why does he choose to give his soprano, Mimi, tuberculosis? Well, you know, it was a popular disease in a way. It killed a huge percentage of the population in Europe, but also people found it sort of interesting, titillating maybe. People found that the flushed face of a person with tuberculosis or that spur of energy at the end of their lives, they often thought that this was somehow a romantic thing, a romantic way of living, I guess, because many people contracted the disease. But, you know, putting it in the context of everyday life, I think, was important for the audiences in the 1850s. And of course, today, in a way, it reflects the devastating thing that AIDS did to our civilization in the last 50 years. I don't know that a lot of art has been inspired by HIV/AIDS, but I will say that my company, Cedar Rapids Opera Theater, is only around because of HIV/AIDS. I founded this company because I had friends who died in the late 80s and late 90s, and my putting together this was in a way to honor their deaths. And so behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, disease and society have really influenced art.